Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, May 20th. Happy birthday, Dad, in heaven. My father would have been 86 today. And we are going to talk about product review today. We've got on WD-40 bike products. Also sounds from Devil's Punch Bowl, staging sounds, and some really cool stuff from the fans on the mountain at Idlewild area for the Amgen Tour of California. Stage 2, had a chance to go out there live, and we ran into Ralph Elliott out there, setting up, doing some pirate announcing on one of the climbs there. Awesome day. Very hot out there that day, too, as well. So, without any further ado or worrying about political scandals and bullshit, let's head right into some race results for right now.
Northern California's Modesto Harvest Moon Criterium. Men's Category 123s, Martin Acosta, riding for Leupard Sapporo, taking third place. Mark Prostrava's Charles Hutchinson in second. And Full Circle Cycling, powered by Pure Gure, Brandon Trafton taking the win. In the Masters Category 4s and 5s, 35 and over, Davis Bike Club Race Team's Bernard Sturm picking up the win there. Men's Category 4s and 5s, Momentum Racing presented by Global CTI's Adam Stevens was your winner. Men's Cat 3, 4s and 5s, Masters 40 Plus, Rio Strada Racing Steve McClellan taking third. San Jose Bicycle Club's Alan Satterley in second, and your winner, Velo Club Monterey's Mark Gomes. Category 1, 2, 3's Masters, 45 and over. CK Ringen's Anders Delian taking third place. Morgan Stanley Specialized's Chris Black taking second. And Team Specialized Racing's Bubba Melcher picking up the win. And in the Masters 35s, Category 1, 2, 3's, Zips Cycling Team's David Albrecht in third. Primetime Cycling Team's Dean LaBurge in second. And your winner from Squadra San Francisco, Trevor White. Complete results at usacycling.org. Men's 5A's, third place, Brian Washburn. Second place, Dominic Schauger. And your winner, Jason Turner. In the men's 5B's, Big Orange Cycling's Kevin Baldoff taking third place. Riders going by there. Second place going to Bolt House Farms, Ricky Gonzalez. And your winner from Rock Farm, Rock and Road, Dean Hall.
Got to interject there. I'm out of breath because I actually just jumped over to the race results right after finishing my race. So I had just finished climbing and doing the sprint finish at the Punch Bowl, Devil's Punch Bowl. More race results now.
Women's Category 3s and 4s, Rachel Swan taking third place. Angela Wimberly in second, riding for Michelob Ulta Lagrange. And Jessica Cara picking up the win. And in the juniors, 17-18, Adam Alvarez taking third place for Lux Pro Development. MR Endurance Elite Juniors, second and first, Nathan Rico, and first, Anthony Fitch. And the men's category fours, Samuel Britton, third place. PA Remax Realities, Sean Bird taking second, and your winner for Catalyst Racing, Ben Raymond. And in the Masters Men's 40-plus, Category 4s and 5s, OTR Racing's Joseph Hochleitner taking third place. And second place, Big Orange Cycling's Attila Frutas. And your winner, Peter Sutherland. More race results coming up. In the Punch Bowl Women's Category 1s through 3s, making the podium in third place, Michelob Ultra Lagrange's Julie Cutts. And it's a 1-2 sweep for first and second. Second place, Spy Giant Rides' Tracy Tilton, and also Spy Giant Rides' Tinkerbell Hickok picking up the win. Masters 55's Owen Thomas in third place, and Rock Form Rockin' Roads, second place Bill Ralph, winner Mark Hoffenberg. And Masters 60 plus, UC Cycle JW Floors, Mark Huffman picking up the win. Devil's Punch Bowl Men's Pro Cat 1-2s, Eder Ferrari from Calimex taking third place. Aurelian Passeron riding for Full Circle Cycling, powered by Pure Gear, and also taking the win from Full Circle Cycling, Dion Smith. Masters 45's Christian Walker taking third place, from riding for Time Velo Pasadena. Second place going to Big Orange Cycling's Jeff Cosmo. And your winner from Jessup Auto Plaza, presented by PS Cyclery, Benny Parks. In the women's pros category 1-2-3s, Cash Call Mortgage's Joy McCulloch taking fourth place. Michelob Ultra Lagrange's Julie Cutts in third. And it was a 1-2 sweep by Spy Giant Rides, Tracy Tilton for second, and Tinkerbell Doble Hickok picking up the win. In the Chuck Pontius Criterium, women's pros and category 1-2-3s, Julie Cutts taking third, riding for Michelob Ultra Lagrange, and a Helens Racing sweep for first and second. Second place going to Suzanne Sonnier, and Shelby Reynolds taking the win. Men's category 1-2s, Aurelian Passeron taking third, Orlando Garibay in second, and your winner, Tyler Locke. Chuck Pontius's category 3 men's, Sean Eakins picking up the win for Cal Pools. Men's Cat 4's Aaron Loftus running for BGM Sports taking the win there. Junior men's 15 to 16 year olds, Chaz Michael Morales running for Cycles Veloce. And in the women's beginners category 4's Amanda Schaefer running for Ritter Racing taking that win. Masters 35's Christy Markey running for MRA Endurance Elite Masters. And in the Masters 45's, Danny Munson, also running for MRI Endurance Elite Masters. Masters 55's, Radsport Cycling's Jay Wolkoff taking the win over Morgan Stanley Dean Specialized Chris Black. Junior women's 15 through 18, Strive Racing's Sarah Swan picking up that win. And in the Masters 60 and over, UC Cycle's JW Floor's John Rubik. Complete results for Chuck Pontius and Devil's Punch Bowl at scnca.org. And Southern California's state individual time trial results. Junior men's 10 through 12, Brody McDonald, gold medalist there. Sean McElroy winning the gold in the junior men's 13 to 14. Gavin Hoover, junior men's 15-16, taking the win. And junior men's 17-18, Tyler Schwartz, your new state champion. Junior women's 10 through 12, Cheyenne Comer. Junior women's 13-14, Moriah Swan, your new state champion. Rachel Swan, your new state champion in the junior women's 15-16, and Hannah Swan in the junior women's 17-18. Wow, three state champions in the junior women. Masters men's 35, your new state champion, Philip Tinsman, with a time of 47.21. Masters 40s to 44, Matthew Carreño taking the win with a time of 48.08. In the men's 45 to 49, Craig Nunes is your winner. New state champion, 47.52 his time. Masters 50 to 54, Louis Amelbrow with a time of 48.18. Masters 55 to 59, Vic Meira with a time of 49.36. And in the Masters men's 60 to 64, Gary Shuey, your new state champion, with a time of 51.20. And these times just getting faster and faster every year. Unbelievable. Men's pros, category 1s and 2s. Look at this time. David Santos, your new state champion, with a time of 45.50. Men's category 3s, Mitchell Hall is your new state champion with a time of 48.55. Men's category 4s, Christopher Murphy posting a time of 49.57. Unbelievable when the Cat 4s are cracking 50 minutes out there in the state champion individual time trial. Men's tandem 110 plus, Demi Hechanova with a time of 56.11. 70 plus tandem men, Paul Leek and David Gibson with a time of 51.44. Tandem men 90 plus, Gary Wall, David Prechtel picking up the win with a time of 46.54. And in the mixed tandem, 110 plus, Laura Lindgren and Alan Crawford taking the win with a time of 51.17. Tandem mixed 90 plus, Colleen Montoya and Chris Della Torre picking up that win with a time of 50.35. And in the tandem mixed 70 plus, James and Angela Wimberly taking that win with a time of 49.29. Open tandems men, Frank Schroeder, Scott Raymond with a time of 46.18. Women's Masters 35 to 39, Keely Brooks, your new state champion, 57.47. Women's 40 to 44, Lisa Jobe is your new state champion with a time of 55.27. And in the pro women's category 1s, 2s, Julie Cutts, the new state champion with a time of 52.31. Women's category 3s, Ashley Alias with a time of 57.52 is your new state champion. And the women's category 4s, Rachel Holzer, your new champion with a time of 56.42. Complete results at teamvelosport.com.
Okay, race results. New state champions in Southern California. And we got some upcoming events in Northern and Southern California. Coming up in Northern California, mountain bike cross-country racing, the Hammerstein 24 Hours. 24-hour mountain bike racing in Monterey, presented by GBE. Monterey, that's coming up Saturday, May 25th. Solo and team categories, as well as some single-speed categories and corporate teams. Visit Hammerstein24HRMTB.com for details on that 24-hour race coming up in Monterey, May 25th. On May 26th, in Southern California, the Barry Wolf Memorial Grand Prix, the 22nd annual, returns to Westlake, California, in Southern California, brought to you by Newbury Park Bike Shop and Bicycle John's Serious Cycling, hosted by Fast Friday. Again, the 22nd annual Barry Wolf Grand Prix Criterium Racing all day long. BarryWolfGP.com for full details on that. And in Northern California, coming up Sunday, June 9th, the Selma Criterium, presented by Steve Grusis Racing Promotions in Selma, California, Northern California. Racing for all categories and special competition for women as well, women being allowed to race with any men that they choose. The first woman to cross the finish line in any men's race receives $10 times the number of women in that particular race. And there must be at least two women in a particular category to qualify for the special competition for women's prizes. Pre-register at VOO, that's VOO.st/events. Again, that's the Selma Criterium in Northern California, Sunday, June 9th. All right, we got some sounds coming up. We've also got a product review with Robert. Let's see if we can get a hold of him now. This is on WD-40 Bike Products. And Robert Sandoval, great guy out in the field there, working for us here at Bike Sport Radio, getting some product reviews. Let's see if we can get a hold of him now.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Brad. How's it going?
This is Brad at Bike Sport Radio. You are on the air, and we're getting ready to do the product review.
Yep, we got a great product out there for everybody today.
Yeah, that's what we hear. WD-40 Bike Products, and they have a number of different things besides just their lubes, I suppose. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, WD-40, you know, we all use it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been using it for a while for cleaning down bike frames. I've actually been using it to clean actually anything, chains and the whole nine yards, just a regular WD-40. Last year during cross season, I saw WD-40 out at one of the races, and I was like, wait a minute, you guys coming up with something new, and decided to get a couple samples and fell in love with the product, and I finally was like, you know what, I need to see what else they got going on. And I got a little care package of all their goodies. It's like, wow, where has this stuff been all my life, you know?
Yeah, it was a military application originally, and the WD was a water displacement, and they gave it formula number 40 or something like that.
Yeah, it was actually designed to get water out of the way, and it's never really been a lubricant. It's actually been a degreaser and a cleaner. So everybody uses it to stop the squeaks, and, well, it does that, but it doesn't last very long. But on the bike side, they decided, hey, you know, we're using the bike shops anyway. Let's come up with the product line. So they've come out with a heavy-duty degreaser. They have a bike foaming wash. And then they've got a frame protectant, along with a dry and a wet lube. So I've been working with all of them, and I'll tell you what, that dry lube is an amazing dry lube. I mean, I've got probably 1,000 miles since I've oiled my last chain with the dry lube, and it's still going good. It's just now starting to get a little slow on the shifting. The wet lube is wet and is designed for when you're going to go through water. It's definitely on there. Really, the viscosities are really nice. Works very well with all the chains. And I haven't had any issues with their lubes. I'm really liking their lubes. And the dry lube can be used on cables. It can be used on brake pivots because it's not real messy. Because a lot of lubes, they just attract too much dirt. And this one, you know, doesn't attract too much. I mean, it's still a lubricant. It's still oil-based, so it's going to attract some, but not as much.
There always seems to be a trade-off, huh? You either have a very, very dry lube that doesn't attract any dirt but doesn't last very long, or you have a very, very good lubricant that's wet and attracts a ton of dirt.
Yeah, plus you end up walking around with a little chain tattoo on your leg from the oil, you know, the chain ring and whatever. So, it's always a catch. It's always going to be a catch and trying to get that right balance. And I think they've got the balance down. They've really did their homework on it. They did some third-party testing on it. It was in the lab, and so they got it down. So their lubes, I'll tell you what, look for their lubes. Give them a try. Especially at the events, they're out there and they're handing out samples. And I think once you try them, you'll definitely be like, okay, I'm buying the bigger bottle now. But the other line, which is really amazing, is their washes. Okay, and you know, some people are really anti washing a bike, and some people are, they don't care, soap and water it and just whatever. I like, depending on what I was racing, which bike I'm on. I'll be honest with you, on my painted frames, I would wipe the frames down with the traditional WD-40 spray because it just cleaned everything off of it. Well, their bike foaming wash, you just spray that stuff on and wipe it right off, or you could hose it off, whatever you want to do. And that cleans. I mean, it cleans it well. It cleans it very well. So I'm impressed with that wash. I mean, just to, like I ran over some bubble gum the other day. I got lucky. But I ran over some grime, and I've got two new carbon frames, so I was really apprehensive about using them on carbon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have matte finishes at that. And believe it or not, it no staining, it cleaned, left it real, like there was nothing there before. It cleaned it real well. Wow. So I was really loving the foam wash. But here's the kicker, and I think everybody...
Your matte finish is still a matte finish.
It's still a matte finish. You didn't take the paint off. But now, here's what I really liked about this stuff, and I heard about it. A frame protectant. They have a frame protectant that actually helps repel a lot of the dust and the dirt and the mud and the grime. It doesn't give it a chance to stick to your frame. Now, when is that going to be a perfect
fit? That's a great idea. Great idea for mountain biking, cyclocross, yeah.
Yep. Think about the muddiest race course you can imagine during cross season. Well, they actually even recommend, right before your race, go to the feet stage and the chain stage and coat it with this. And it'll make a slick surface so the mud can't stick to it. And it makes it easier to clean at the end of the race. So that frame protectant, same deal. It is carbon safe, clear coat safe. All their products are safe for whatever finish you have on your bike frame.
Wow. That's a great idea to keep that mud off and the dirt, also the powder you encounter on a dry or a mountain bike race.
Yeah, and so it keeps it from building up. It's kind of repels that static because the dust sticks to stuff due to the static. So it kind of helps it so it doesn't really. It's not dust. I mean, come on, you can't get rid of all the dust.
Right.
But you know, the mud is the one that you don't want sticking on because once you stick it, you know, once it's extra weight, it can get jammed up into things. Especially if they're carrying twigs and things like that. And you get that stuff stuck in your spokes and your drivetrain and you're done. So.
Right, yeah. We've ridden at night sometimes after a rainstorm, and we wind up going on a hike with 30-pound flashlights instead. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, the product line's really good. If you go to their website, wd40bike.com, and it has where you can type in your zip code, you can find who's your local retailer. Most bike shops can get it through the normal distribution channels. But if you're out at an event and before, you know, everybody wants to try it before you buy it.
Right.
So.
Very cool.
They'll be there.
WD-40. Bike only products now. They've actually focused on a couple of bike specific products, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Their line is good right now. They've got their main five items, and then they also have one more actually. And this is kind of their multi-use product lube. It's basically similar to the chain lube, but this is for everything else, and it's kind of almost like the traditional oil.
Right.
It's like a good old-fashioned machine oil, and it's good for, like, you know, shifters, cables, derailleur, pivot points, things like that. Huh. But, you know, I think if you just have the dry lube, you can use that as well. So definitely up there.
Cool. And where's that site again, the website again?
WD40bike.com.
WD40bike.com. Very cool.
Yeah.
You
can get a little bit of history. You can get where to buy it, show the events they're going to be at. And then towards the end there, they have a tips page, and there's seven good tips about using the product and in general, like some bike maintenance little hints that we kind of all take for granted. So take a read at some of those and see if they make your maintenance a little easier.
All right, listeners, get out there and look for WD-40 bike products and clean your bike with a foam decleaner, protect it with a protector, and lube up your chains. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, did I mention the degreaser?
Yes, you did.
You never know. I get going on these things. I just love the product so much.
You briefly mentioned it. Yeah, you briefly mentioned there is a degreaser. Tell us about the degreaser, though, how
that,
it works.
That degreaser is awesome. I mean, and it's safe if you get it on the frame accidentally. Uh-huh. But basically, you just... Spray it on whatever you want to clean and wipe it off.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it is thorough. It leaves that metal chain just spotless. Mm-hmm. Looks like a brand new chain when you're done. Very good stuff. Very nice. Safe. And like I said, one of the biggest things, nice thing about this, everybody, we're going to love this, biodegradable.
Oh, yes.
Same with their foaming wash. Biodegradable.
Oh,
the greasers are also biodegradable. Now, the lube, it's not.
Right.
Flame protectant, it's not really too much of an issue. But these two items are. And like I said, my biggest issue nowadays, everybody's nervous. Everybody's nervous about the carbon frames. Getting this stuff on our carbon frames. Everybody's scared. What's safe? What's not? And they've done their research, and they've shown that this does not really affect the frames and weaken them. Because that's our biggest thing. Remember, carbon is pretty much, plastic.
Right. Yeah. So, you don't want to get any decomposition.
We usually don't want heavy. Yeah, we don't usually want solvents and things like that on our frames. Otherwise,
right.
We start noticing they get a little mushy and soft.
Huh. And how's the degreaser? Is the degreaser appropriate for using for cleaning your rotors, or is the situation with rotors is you always have to use a specialty cleaner just for rotors?
Rotors, you know what? That's a good question. I forgot to ask them about that. I personally just use for rotors rubbing alcohol.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's really the best trick. Even regular standard brake cleaners, I have found that they just are still too great. They don't really do as well. Alcohol is the best. But I would stick to this with like pivots, cables, and chains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And cassettes and.
And anything where you got a lot of grime. Yeah, chain rings. And there's a good tip on how to use it in the tip section. So it definitely took care of business.
Cool. So we got degreaser, we've got frame cleaner, we've got two different types of lubes.
And the foaming bike wash.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
Anything else you want to add for WD-40 bike products?
No, WD-40. Check it out. Give it a try. It's not your grandpa's WD-40 anymore.
All right. Very cool. Thanks, Robert.
All right, Brad. Take care, everybody. We'll see you out there.
We'll see you next time. All right.
All righty. Bye.
All right, WD-40, not your grandpa's WD-40 anymore. WD-40 bike products, product review here. If you'd like to have your product review, contact us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. Again, your product is reviewable on Bike Sport Radio. We do product reviews. We just need samples, and we'll try your product out. Have our technicians in the field ride either on road or mountain bike or both, and check out your product on Bike Sport Radio. Again, contact us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon.
Okay, so Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. We've got some tail end of the show here. Sounds from the fans on the mountain at the Idlewild area from the Amgen Tour of California. We've also got, that's from stage two. We've also got some Devil's Punch Bowl staging sounds. So sit back and enjoy some of these sounds for the next few minutes as our show comes to a close.
Devil's Punch Bowl. Here we are. So I can hear after the long downhill. They protect your hearing. Well, they cut off the high-pitched whistling, at high speeds. So they're supposed to protect your hearing over the years.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's too light for us, but...
Hey, guys, I just want to say thanks for showing up today. Reno and Dave are in the race. Reno's the director of tomorrow's crit. Dave's the director of this race, so you can thank him for the category.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And who are you?
Whoops.
Three laps.
Yeah, you can't pass me at all, though.
I just want to let you know, he did want to put 8 laps. We talked him out of it. He said you guys were tough. But thanks again. We're going to keep having these races. Keep showing up and supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Good job, Dave.
And since we have 2 laps, we should go monitor them. That's fine.
Yeah, the first lap is
parade
last
lap.
Last year we only had 2 laps, so we had to go hard on the first lap. But
so first lap is rather easy. I'll set pace.
I'm going to do 4 laps, so that's my pace. I intend to do 4 lap pace.
Okay.
Just so you know. I'm going to win on 4 laps.
All right, gentlemen, listen up. Because we're racing 3 laps. Since it's so hot out, I'll let you guys feed. After the first and second lap, if you got somebody there. If you don't have anybody in the feed zone, you don't get that.
What if I'm hungry?
How are the bib numbers separated?
That's very clever.
600s.
Good job.
Wow. Even I can figure that one out.
Seems so obvious.
Cool. I like it. All right, here we go. Masters 55s and 60s.
Hey, Brad. Nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow. This looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds 2 bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am. And let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just 2 bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds 3 bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's RaxTer, Racks, RACKS.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen. Stage 2, this is, right? We're up here at the just below Mountain Center, Stage 2, Amgen Tour California. And look who's here. Ralphie Elliott. Hanging out in the trailer. And the bubble machine comes out. Got about 50 cars parked here in the turnout. festive area. Tents, bikes, hats, water. Waiting for Tour California to come through on its way to Idlewild.
Now making their way through, it's Scott Zwozanski, Patrick McCarty, Ben Jacques Main, along with Sylvain Chavanel. They have 12 minutes on the field to give you kind of an idea of what that gap is. Thank you all so much for coming out and supporting the Amgen Tour California.
All right, a 12-minute breakaway. Let's see if those guys stay together when they get up here. Say sex.
James.
Charles Andrews.
Peaches.
Duffelbag.
Ducks.
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 And here comes the peloton.
Here comes the bunch.
Woo! Who's got the bell? You got the bell, Mike, still?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So, TJ, we're rooting for TJ.
Here we are.
Who else? Move over. Move over.
Stay gone. But you said, get your top off. Get ready.
Come on.
We won't look.
We won't look.
Schlepp.
Come on. You'll get on the
Schlepp. 12 minutes still.
It's a hit, Ruth. That's the yellow jersey in number 5 position.
All right. Come on, man. Cal was in there. What's up with that?
Woo!
And the caravan. Bontrager. Garmin. Slipstream.
No.
I'd say that
there's
was
stragglers.
About 70 guys, maybe, or 80.
Yeah, there's going to be stragglers. There's one right there.
On like yesterday, there'll be guys.
Probably 30 guys.
Shredded everywhere.
Almost over, almost over.
Yeah, almost over.
Here comes Mikey. Here comes Mikey. Stop quitting and smoking pot, dude. What's the matter with these guys?
Smaller gear.
All right.
Smaller gear.
Eddie, Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Did you see the wheels on that car, man? Throw us a wheel, dude. You wouldn't believe it. They had the time trial, right? I mean, the prologue up Mount Rubidoux one year, right?
Yeah.
So I'm standing there with Carlos Cruz, and here comes Harm Jansen. And the first thing that happened, he throws up his arm. He goes, wheel! You know, and we go, which? He goes, front! So I jump over the little barrier, right? I pass up my front wheel.
Still have about 6 more riders coming up.
Yeah, so what?
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Yes, sirree. Thanks for listening. And remember, drive your bike just like you would a car when you're out there. Drive your bike and drive safely. And hey, motorists, we're not criminals. Cycling is not a crime. Give us a break. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.
I ate a handful of peanuts, and I told them this. I don't remember much except